This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This is a really cool announcement that was made today, as this is the last season at Globe Life Park. People like Dean Palmer, Herman Duran have all ripped the numbers down. And, you know, as we've counted down the games to be played.
You certainly picked the two most notable people of this season.
When Dean Palmer ripped the number down.
Don't say that thing about the bicep.
His bicep did not pop. I will also, and at some point we're really hopeful. I'm really like crossing my fingers in hopes that at some point they can lure in Juan Gonzalez to have a moment like that. That would be amazing. Or maybe even Esteban Herman. I like all the Hermans.
Those are your two.
Yeah.
Those are your two bucket lists.
What about Esteban Loaiza?
Yeah, Esteban Loaiza.
Ooh, maybe he's in jail.
Has Ryan Dries done one of those yet?
That being said, there are only a few left. Ooh, maybe, just maybe, the Rangers will reach out to the KNC Masterpiece, who have been fans of the baseball club since we were born into this great city, and ask us to do it. And
I
would.
You just displayed the requisite baseball knowledge that might get us that opportunity.
All right, there you go. But they did release the Texas Rangers All Globe Life Park team,
which I think is a little deceptive, right? Because it's really the Dallas Morning News team. Mm-hmm. Didn't they facilitate the vote? So the fan vote. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
So catcher, this part I would think is easy, except the backup. I was like, I don't know. It's Pudge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course, it's Pudge. And the backup is Robinson Chirinos.
What?
Yeah. Well, don't worry about that.
My
He's
first
the backup.
Thought is, my first thought at
Mickey
backup.
Tettleton?
No, Saltalamacchia, actually.
Oh.
Weird, because he was part of that trade with Mark Teixeira. Yeah. But you know what? Mickey Tettleton was playing first base that night that he was, you know, had a big old chaw in his mouth, and I turned around and saw him. I was like,
Tettleton. Every night?
Yeah.
So you would think that would speak to a lot of the people. All right, you go over to first base. Who's the all-time first baseman at this ballpark?
Well, Pete O'Brien wasn't available, Kevin.
He was not, or else that's the obvious answer, yes.
For me, there's one man and one man alone of an entire sheet of his baseball cards. That is Will Clark. I actually have a Will Clark autographed baseball and baseball card in an awesome case.
Where did you get that?
The store. I think it was like Triple Play or something.
Liar. Well, okay.
Kevin gave it to me for Christmas.
It is Will the Thrill Clark. I don't know if this is the right selection. The backup is Mark Teixeira.
What? Mark Teixeira was the reason for the World Series, though, right? Like, we got a bunch of those players because of Mark Teixeira.
So it's not Mitch Moreland who hit home runs in the World Series?
Mitch Moreland is not even in this conversation.
Wow.
I mean, this is the fan voting, so take it out on them. But yeah, Will Clark and then Mark Teixeira.
Thanks a lot, 105.3.
What?
You said it's the fan voting.
Okay. Second base. Who's our second baseman?
It's not Rougned Odor.
Rougned Odor does not make the top two.
The starter is definitely Michael Young.
Who's his backup?
Mr. Pop-Up.
Ian Kinsler is the backup.
He did more than just pop up.
Like
occasionally.
What? Okay.
He did a home run.
Yeah, sometimes the pop-ups just kept going.
Uh-huh.
I will say one of my favorite moments ever was watching Ian Kinsler run down a foul ball, and he caught the foul ball, and there was a bunch of Angels fans sitting in the front row, and they were like, hey, can we have the ball? And he looked at them all and shook his head no and ran off to the dugout. And I was like, that is a competitive son of a gun right there.
That is pretty awesome. I do approve
of
that.
Plus, he was on with some awesome double steals with Elvis in the World Series. Like, he was part of that run, man. It was wonderful to watch that.
And I know some Rangers fans enjoyed it that he torched JD on his way out of town. Third base is, of course,
Adrian Beltre.
Adrian Beltre followed by
the all-star Jim himself. Hank Blaylock.
Hammering Hank Blaylock.
All right, so it's not Todd Zeal.
Man. Oh, man. holy geez, I forgot that that group was in this mix, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I feel like Zill and Kevin Elster.
Not a lot of love thrown towards that late 90s
Andreas Galarraga.
Royce Clayton.
Yeah.
Ooh, I remember Royce Clayton. Here's where I will probably have the most unpopular opinion. Feel free to text in your anger at 877-881-1053 because I think the answer to shortstop is preposterous. What's the answer?
Elvis.
That's dumb.
No.
That's a dumb answer that you
Elvis.
Just gave.
It's
that's
Elvis.
A dumb answer that you just gave.
Elvis is my favorite shortstop to ever play for the
that's,
Rangers.
That's awesome. But it's the player that was infinitely better than Elvis, and whether he cheated or not, it's A-Rod. It should be A-Rod. A-Rod won an MVP for this team while playing shortstop. He's better than Elvis by a mile.
But you forget that he cheated. Right? Like, you'll just casually
wait,
just
yeah, how do you forget
that
part?
Or
no,
let
I mean,
the
you're
cheaters
the,
walk
you're
down.
Always
you're the big guy
didn't,
pointing
he
out
didn't get busted.
Down.
He didn't get busted while he was here. So
you're always like, oh, don't forget that he did this. Don't forget he did that.
Hey, I'm not
he
saying.
He said it was his time here.
I'm not disputing that he cheated. And I'm also saying that this is not the good guy list. This is the best player list. And I think it's silly that Elvis Andrus is listed above A-Rod. I know A-Rod was only here 3 years. But
A-Rod ever play on a World Series team, Kevin?
He did not.
For the Rangers?
Was that his fault?
Are you blaming Michael Young now? What are you doing?
What? Why? Why is that? Your
Michael Young was his teammate at the time, and you're just throwing him under the bus.
Okay.
There's a man that JD today on this station said that the friendship that he's formed with Michael Young has been tremendous.
You can't blame Ken Caminiti for that.
Yeah, Vicente Padilla.
Okay, I really have not thought about Ken Caminiti in a really long time, but yeah, that was my
neither is Ken Caminiti.
That was the biggest.
Oh, he died
too soon. That was the biggest problem I had with this list. Designated hitter, who is the all-time best. Somebody said, wasn't A-Rod gone by 94? A-Rod didn't even start in Major League Baseball till then. He was here from 01 to 03.
Dude, you know what? So I know who's designated, who's on the designated hitter list.
What do you think about that?
I think it's weird because did he not play first base for the Rangers in that time, too?
I thought he might have the first go-around and then DH more the second go-around.
So did Rafael Palmeiro play DH in Globe Life Park, or did he ever play first base? I can't remember.
I guess maybe he played first base in the blue ballpark more, and then DH here.
I'll take it. Yeah, Rafael Palmeiro, but my favorite baseball player of all time.
He's second.
Is Vlad Guerrero. He was here for a year.
Yeah.
It was the first World Series year. And, yeah, he looked clumsy out in right field while he was out there trying to collect, you know, balls that were hit out there and everything. But as a designated hitter, he was a blast to watch, man.
It is kind of shocking the PED implications across the board with a lot
trying
of
to
these
say about Vlad.
Different positions. That's not who that was directed at. Outfield. Who are your three starting outfielders as things get a little bit more complex? Third base should have been Ramon Vasquez from the 972.
Nah. My number one outfielder for the Rangers is Josh Hamilton.
That's okay.
I absolutely love watching that dude play. My number two is going to be Juan Gonzalez.
Second best Ranger of all time.
And my number three.
Don't do it.
Mostly because of his bat, not because of his ability to field.
Don't do the setup.
My number three is going to be Nelson Cruz.
Nope, that's wrong. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. I knew that was going to be your answer. Nelson Cruz is part of the backup
crew. Indy Chavez. You know, that should have been a combination
package. Indy Chavez did not make the cut here. I hate to tell you that.
It should have been a combination package.
As we continue to play name a Ranger, we haven't even got to the pitchers yet. People are upset about the pitchers that they say have been snubbed. We're not even there yet. All right. Josh Hamilton, Juan Gonzalez, and
Rusty Greer.
Rusty Greer is correct. The backup outfielders would be Nelson Cruz, David Murphy, and Shin-Soo Chu. All right.
No Gary Matthews Jr.
Chu's been really good, man. Like, especially the last 3 years of this contract here.
How much time has he spent in the outfield during all those years?
Some.
Like, wouldn't he maybe be more
I'd
in the mix for
DH? He's probably like a 60 to 70% of his time in the outfield.
Okay. Right-handed starter. I was kind of surprised at the outcome to this. Who's the greatest right-handed starter in Globe Life Park history?
Mr. Bulldog, dude. This is the dude that was, he was, every time you needed a big game, he did it. It's Colby Lewis.
Colby Lewis.
He stepped up, didn't he?
I thought in this instance that they would go the direction of the guy who finished second is Yu Darvish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and that makes sense because Yu Darvish was the prize, right? Everybody, like, we won him. But don't you kind of feel, don't the fans kind of feel like we kind of got stiffed there?
Yeah, that's probably.
That we never got Max Yu.
That's probably true.
Is it Kenny Rogers?
Sounds like an awesome university to go to.
Jeff Burkett?
And some people, by the way, are guessing people that were long gone before the or gone mostly before the ballpark with Ruben Sierra, Pete Incaviglia, Jose Canseco for best pitcher from the 806. From the 972, where's Julio Borbón? A lot of people are upset that there's no Kevin Mensch. Best left-handed starter in the history of Globe Life Park. Only 16 games left, guys.
There's one person that has a perfect game in this park.
Take that, friend of the show.
Thanks to Rusty Greer.
I mean, that's the reason why Kenny Rogers wasn't in there.
Yeah, it's got to be Kenny Rogers.
I forgot what hand he threw with.
Wow.
I forgot.
I will say, though.
No love for the greatest World Series performance we've ever seen.
I tweeted that earlier today. Derek Holland is on this list, A, because of all the charitable work he does in the DFW area. Every year he shows up for Peace-a-thon and hangs out with us and does like an hour with us. He's awesome. And he doesn't even play for the Rangers anymore, but he still shows up because he's part of the city. But in addition to that, dude, we remember that game specifically as one of the greatest World Series moments we've ever seen. Because that's our team, you know, that's our thing right there. And we got to witness that outing. And it was awesome. It was wonderful to see him do that. So, yes, Derek Holland belongs there. But Kenny Rogers pitched a perfect game, bro.
So Kenny Rogers is the left-handed starter of choice. Derek Holland is second. The closer, by the way, this is a really interesting thing. That means they definitely stifled the vote here.
Joe Nathan.
And I understand why they stifled the vote. There's only one name on the list, and you know why there's only one name on the list, right? Who do you think that name is?
Don Wetland.
No, the name that is on the list.
Neftali Feliz.
It's Neftali Feliz, and the backup, I would assume, would be John Wetland, because when you were going to the playoffs in 98 and 99, John Wetland was your closer, and he was an all-star both of those years, but... I mean, the Rangers have done their best, understandably so, to downplay any of the history. I mean, I'm pretty sure John Wetland is in the Rangers Hall of Fame, but, like, that's not really talked about. And I understand why, because nobody knew all of this awful, awful stuff that he's currently being accused of when he went into the Hall of Fame. But it's really bizarre because every other position has the person and a backup, except when you get to closer, it's just Neftali Feliz, and one would lead you to believe that that probably means John Wetland was next, and they excised him from the vote, which is, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to feel about that, because if that's what the fans voted for, like, what he did now is terrible, but it, like, those other things still existed. And so that's just kind of the way it goes. That's what WWE did with Chris Benoit. They just erased him from history. And then the Rangers are clearly playing their part in just erasing John Wetland from their franchise's history, which at this point I do kind of understand. And then there was a fan's choice, by the way.
Tom Hinkie.
It was not Tom Hinkie.
Tom Hinkie in the first year of Globe Life Park had a 3.79 ERA for the Rangers, Kevin, as the closer. The next year, in 30 more appearances, had a 1.82 for somebody else.
Why can nobody pitch in Texas? You just said for somebody else.
Why can nobody pitch in Texas?
People are asking about Cliff Lee. Somebody did mention Tom Hinkie. But who do you think? Who's the name that's missing that would be the fan's choice? Because, like, he wasn't always that great, but every now and again he was good. And
Darren O'Day.
He personally reached out to more. He polled more of the electorate than anyone you can possibly imagine in the Metroplex.
Charlie Huff?
Nope. Think about the wording. Mike Napoli.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
Mike Napoli.
He's a legend.
Who was here in 2011, 12, 15, and 17. He was the fans' choice as a catcher first base hybrid right there.
He was a catcher in the rye.
Okay.
Is that the bar downtown?
Yeah, I can see that. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan as people keep sending in their votes. Coco Cordero, Mickey Tettleton, Benji Molina. Oh,
man. He hit for the cycle.
I know, and then he got hurt. Coming up next.
It was a fat boy cycle. Of course he got hurt.
Yeah, it is true.